そうです。
Unacknowledged went viral and got hundreds of millions of people to see it. Within months, they stood up the TTSA with Luis Elizondo, who is a famous disinformation operative in the Pentagon, at least amongst intelligence officials that I've met with, and others who are well-known disinformation figures within the UFO subject. That began the whole process of trying to pull the narrative back to, gee, we don't know what these are, but here's the evidence that we're, quote, leaking, which wasn't a leak, it was a controlled release. And then they hit the button, so the mainstream media that will take dictation from the intelligence community begins to cover it in the New York Times and CNN and every network around the world. Where
it could almost look like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
Thousands and thousands of pilots worldwide have actually seen anomalous objects in the sky that they can't explain.
You got me already.
Now, people who already believe in aliens are going to know these things, so this is for people who don't yet believe, and maybe they'll consider it after hearing what I have to say. So, an American Airlines pilot saw something mysterious recently during a flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix. This was just on Sunday.
And even now, it's still not clear what exactly it was.
Audio of an American Airlines pilot who saw something strange as he was flying towards Sky Harbor Airport just last Sunday.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us.
Now, what's interesting about this, American Airlines confirmed that audio as authentic and then referred all media questions to the FBI. Erica, what's going on here? What did he see?
Now from the 19, we are just a couple of weeks away from the 24th anniversary of the Phoenix lights in the sky.
That strange sight has led to ongoing mystery and intrigue about unidentified flying objects. And now there's been another UFO sighting involving an American Airlines crew that was flying to Phoenix.
The American Airlines pilot of Flight 2292 radioed in at 1 p.m. Central Time, reporting an object flying right on top of them.
What did he see? And then, yeah, I'd be interested to know. It couldn't have been a missile. I think I was reading it. It couldn't have been, but I don't know.
Close to Roswell this happened, so you never know when you get close to Roswell what might be up there.
And this comes just a year after the Pentagon released three videos of unidentified flying objects. You may know them as UFOs, recorded by Navy fighter pilots. It also comes in the same year as an astronomer at Harvard named Avi Loeb says, affirmatively, aliens have visited. It's not kidding.
So the FBI got back to me today. They say they are aware of the reported incident, but it is their policy not to confirm nor deny any of their investigations, which of course only makes this all that much more mysterious.
We begin tonight with breaking news, new developments in that moment of terror over Denver.
Airplane manufacturer Boeing is calling for the grounding of more than 100 of its 777 jets worldwide following an engine failure.
After an engine exploded just after takeoff.
Shortly after takeoff in the U.S. state of Colorado, the plane's right engine blew apart, raining debris on homes near Denver Airport.
Huge chunks of debris raining down on a neighborhood below.
Dr. Lynn Kitai knows a thing or two about UFOs. She's one of the most outspoken voices on the Phoenix lights phenomenon and says she snapped pictures of these cylindrical objects in the East Valley herself 20 years ago, perhaps similar to what the pilot saw.
But just because we don't have the technology yet to definitively define what these things are, it doesn't mean they're not real.
Mayday, mayday, aircraft just experienced a engine failure, need to turn immediately.
And all of a sudden there was just a big boom and the ring around the engine flew off.
A person familiar with the situation telling ABC News, NTSB investigators will focus on what they call a possible uncontained engine failure, where pieces of the engine fly out, a rare occurrence.
And it's there that they'll be asking the big questions, because these engines are clearly failing ahead of time. There have been three incidents involving the engines on 777s in just a few years.
It was just scary. It almost felt like an earthquake.
From Salem to Peabody.
I couldn't believe the sound. It was like a big screeching. It was horrifying.
And in Beverly and Lynn, too, mysterious explosions heard and felt on the North Shore.
And it was just extremely loud and it shook the whole floor.
Emily lives in Salem. She was working from home when all of a sudden, around 11:30 noon on Tuesday, she heard a loud boom.
It sounded like something in my basement exploded.
And a similar situation for Pauline Baldwin in Peabody near Forest and Summit Streets. She says her house shook violently.
I actually thought something was coming through my house. My house was shaking. It had tremors when I ran. I ran from one end of my house to the other end of my house. That's how scared I was.
Dozens of people taking to social media to describe the loud explosions and ask where it came from, and also reached out to other departments, but no one has answers. Residents are nervous and want to know the cause.
I just basically wanted to be like, are we okay? Are we in danger?
I would like an answer to what happened, because it's very nerve-wracking.
Nova variante, se ela se espalhar, a gente não sabe o que vai acontecer. Ao avião passando lá, é avião ou disco voador? Não pode ser disco voador, porque disco voador, quando o programa começa a falar de disco voador.
You're not alone if you believe little green men from outer space live amongst us. According to Israel's former space program leader, Haim Eshed, aliens are already here and living amongst us. But the 87-year-old isn't the only scientific leader to out himself as a believer.
What is it? What we're looking at? Balloons? Who has binoculars?